It's time for the emergency break of the week.
That was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I'm on your show to try to help you.
And we're having fun here, no? You're telling us funny stories about Burt Reynolds, and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
No, you are a big jerk.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
7:58. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM. The Ticket, the Courage Boys, they have this Black Friday off. Hopefully everybody had a great Thanksgiving, even though the Cowboys laid an egg against the Chargers yesterday, and we'll get back into that coming up at 8:10 with some HSOs, and also we'll get into the classic audio vault coming up at 8:40. Little fake Jerry for you after the last Chargers loss. So this was a couple Chargers losses ago, but we got to get to the e-break, which is brought to you by Raising Cane's and Metter Auto Group, and we have three candidates this week, and we will take your voting at 888-787-1310. Understandably, you're probably out of your normal biorhythm. It's Black Friday. Many people are sleeping or enjoying their day off, but again, we will be voting, and we're doing the e-break right now. Rhines is our first nominee, and boy, Mike Reiner's had a prolific last calendar year in the e-break. I mean, he has shot up the charts on put together a number of wins, and he has another strong candidate this week. As he was, I think this was early in the week, as they were talking about I believe fallout from the Cowboys and Eagles.
David Moore will be along with us in just a bit, but we figured we'd lay the groundwork for him by taking a look at the Sunday night extravaganza between the Cowboys and the dreaded and feared Philadelphia Eagles. The Cowboys come in to this game. Let's see, the Eagles are
8-1.
8-1, that's right. Okay, I'm looking at a preview from 3 years ago or something.
Are you kidding me?
Mike.
I'm glad I caught that when I did.
God. The Eagles are 2-9.
No, it said the Cowboys were 5-1, and I know the Cowboys ain't no 5-1.
Well, yeah. Yeah, and if you want to go by what 538.
You can actually hear him noticing the wrong one.
The wheels
he
are
starts
churning.
Spreading out his words a little bit more as he realized, oh crap, this says like 2014.
What tab do I have open here?
Oh, damn.
Oh, no. Yeah, the Eagles are kind of a big story this year.
Yeah.
Off to a flying start.
His words started to spread out, but his senior moments are getting closer and closer together.
Let's hear that one more time, if you don't mind.
David Moore will be along with us in just a bit, but we figured we'd lay the groundwork for him by taking a look at the Sunday night extravaganza between the Cowboys and the dreaded and feared Philadelphia Eagles. The Cowboys come in to this game.
There it is.
Let's see, the Eagles are
8-1.
8-1, that's right. Okay, I'm looking at a preview from 3 years ago or something.
It's a disgusted Corby, too. 8-1.
Idiot.
How do you not know that? That's funny. Okay, so Ryan's with a bit of a senior moment there. Let's stay with the hard line for our second entry this week. And listen, as somebody that has struggled through live spots myself, it's not easy. Not always the easiest thing. Danny has trouble with his, and it's pretty funny.
So if you're planning a party, you just want to relax over the holidays, pick yourself up a bottle of Gentleman Jack, because if once is twice as good, then twice is good. Drink responsibly. Wow.
I was filling in for Ty this week, and after he did that, I just popped on. I was like, what the hell did you just say? And he was like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
That, oh, man,
once
that's great.
Once is twice and twice as good.
If once is twice as good, then it's twice as good.
By the way, it's immediately funny because you hear the Showcase Showdown music from Price is Right. Let's hear it again.
So if you're planning a party, you just want to relax over the holidays, pick yourself up a bottle of Gentleman Jack, because if once is twice as good, then twice is good. Drink responsibly. Wow.
Noticed it immediately.
The spot just stings after that. Oh, it's funny. All right, hey, look, it happens to the best of us.
So is he reading his copy, or is he trying to do his own thing? Because I hate when you kind of talk yourself into a verbal corner like that, and you don't know how to get out of it.
You don't want to just be a robot and just read your copy points.
Right.
You want to sort of make it little conversational, and, you know, especially he's been doing these spots for a while, so he probably knows it pretty well. But, yeah, little tongue-tied there. Once is twice, and twice is...
Yeah, sometimes good. You just got to hit the eject and get out of there.
That's right, that was funny. And my broadcast leader in this world, I don't know if you know this, it's the Junes, Craig Jr. Miller, the one true muser.
I want that job.
Captain Courage Boy. He is smooth, he's polished. I mean, he's everything you would want for an AM talk show host, in my mind, in this reporter's opinion. But even our heroes have stumbles sometimes, and we had one this past week.
All right, that's a look around the NFL. It's 8:32 on the ticket. Coming up next, man, we've got a lot to talk to, with Jerry Jones coming up next on the ticket.
And it's so funny to see that in person because he's sort of looking around and everybody kind of gophers up a little bit because that's the last guy you expect to biff it.
Yeah, because he usually nails them. Was he just unsure about what they were doing next?
Or I don't know.
Was he distracted?
I don't know, but...
He just kept going back to that well, too, of talking to. Oh, my gosh.
One more time, Chris.
All right, that's a look around the NFL. It's 8:32 on the ticket. Coming up next, man, we've got a lot to talk to, with Jerry Jones coming up next on the ticket.
And then he hits you with that man at the beginning, like he's about to tease the best segment they've ever had. I'm like, okay, he's got me reeled in. He's clearly, you know, pretty pumped up about it. What are we going to hear? Well, okay.
Right now, we're going to hear the P1s vote on the emergency break of the week at 888-787-1310. Vote however you want. Responsible, irresponsible, we don't care. Just vote. Good morning, P1. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning to you, Seabass.
Hey.
I know you believe in the Mean Green.
You're damn right. 8 wins, looking at 11.
That's right. We're doing it. Bringing it. Well, you know, if 8 is good and 3 times is better than twice is as good as once or something like that.
I believe that's a vote for Danny.
Go you got green. It.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Mike Reiner and Jason Garrett's utility belt.
What's in Jason Garrett's utility belt?
I don't know. I think he knows. He just straps it on each week and walks out there.
So that's a vote for Danny and a vote for
that.
Ryan's 888-787-1310 from the 940. Good morning. You're on the e-break.
Yes, I would like to responsibly vote for Junior and the Mandela Effect.
A responsible vote for the Mandela Effect.
And okay. This is a spread out so far. Yeah. 3 good candidates.
1-1-1. Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, I would like to vote for the green bean casserole riddled vagina of Tiffany Rivers.
Oh, my goodness.
Good Lord.
We do apologize,
I think
Tiffany.
They just eat it. I don't know if they do anything else.
Riddled. If anything's riddled, okay.
I don't know if it has any holistic properties to put down there.
Hello, Line 5. Please vote for the e-break.
Shout out to FMFC and give me Big Dumb Danny.
Big Dumb Danny with his second vote. Thank you for your vote. Hi, good morning. You're on the ticket.
Hey, are we voting yet?
We are voting. Please vote, sir.
All right. I respectfully vote for the senior moment of the old gray wolf.
Okay, that's 2 for Rhines.
And no disrespect, but Dak is not in a sophomore slump, but has taken a sophomore dump.
Hello, Line 1. You're voting for the e-break.
Yes, I believe that Craig Miller's verbal diarrhea 222.
Oh, man. It is 222 with the voting. Hi, 214. You're on the air.
Hi, not musers.
Oh, God.
Lord, vote.
I would like to responsibly vote for the dark cloud with the little ticket.
Okay, thank you. You're voting for the e-break at
888-787-1310. Man, I wish... Two Craig and two with Sean vote.
That is a Craig Miller vote. Thank you so much. Hi, 817, you're on the air.
Yeah, I would like to vote for Junior.
That is 4 votes for Junes, 1 away from a rare victory in 2017. Hi, you're on the air. Please vote. And we'll move on to line 6. Hi, 940, you're on the air.
Hello.
Oh, Pedro.
Are the musers home? Can the musers come out and play?
I'm sorry. They'll be back on Monday, sir.
Okay. Have a good day to you.
No vote there.
Adios, Pedro.
Bye, Pedro. Go build a cake or something. Hi, good morning. You're voting for the e-break.
Shout out to Optimal Blue. Give me Big Dumb Danny.
Danny, one vote away. So a deadlock 4-4 vote between Danny and Junior. Let's see if this is the decider on the ticket.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
Hey, didn't you say you went to Bergner High School?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, proud class of 95 right here, my brother.
07, hey, man.
got a question real quick.
Okay.
My dog's name is Charlie, but I call him Chucky sometimes. How come my wife always gives me the business when I call him Chucky twice, but it's only once as good?
Okay, that's a vote for Junior. It's actually a vote for Danny.
That's Danny,
and that
is
a win. It's Big Dumb Danny.
He tried hard for that. Yeah. But
he took the scenic route, but
Ram Pride.
That's five pretty votes good for Danny as he wins his e-break.
So if you're planning a party, you just want to relax over the holidays, pick yourself up a bottle of Gentleman Jack, because if once is twice as good, then twice is good. Drink responsibly. Wow.
Back to normal. Wow.
All right, Killer, how many wins is that for the Dark Cloud?
That is his first of 2017 and 25th overall.
Wow. All right, so 25, a quarter of a century for quarter century mark for Big Dumb Danny.